Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning and one item that's been added to the agenda comes from Supervisor Estelle Fennell. That item provides an update from the State Department of Pesticide Regulation regarding the efforts to restrict the sale of anticoagulant rodenticides in California. The department has tracked the use of these materials in other species and found them in several species of hawks and other birds, foxes, fishers, wild pigs, and bobcats. The rodenticides are used by marijuana growers to protect their gardens, and the State Department announced last Friday it will take steps to restrict the use. How that decision will affect the county is up for today's discussion. Other items on the supervisor's agenda include a request from the Humboldt Area Foundation and the Redwood Rural Action Committee for $47,000 to be used in promoting the Humboldt Made label to attract tourists to the region. The board is also expected to approve a grant request from the Sheriff's Office for an agreement with the Drug Enforcement Agency and the United States Department of Justice that helps fund drug enforcement efforts in the county. At 10:30, the board will hear a presentation on the decommissioning of the Humboldt Bay Nuclear Power Plant. The Sheriff's Office is searching for a dark-skinned suspect who may have been wearing a yellow plaid zip-up hoodie and who led a sheriff's deputy on a high-speed chase through Eureka on Sunday afternoon. The deputy initiated a traffic stop after determining that the suspect vehicle, a white Honda, had been stolen from the 1400 block of 8th Street in Eureka. The suspect fled north on Broadway through Eureka and onto Harris Street and attempted to lose the deputy by making several quick turns along city streets before ending up at a dead end on Q Street. The suspect then fled the area on foot, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Fortuna police responded to a call of an assault in progress at a property in the 3900 block of Ronerville Road on Sunday. Officers who reached the scene found the suspect, 34-year-old Jason Passerini, fighting with two neighbors who had found him near their property. The victims reported Passerini threw a knife at the male victim and assaulted the female victim. Officers had to physically subdue Passerini, and one officer used his taser. Passerini was booked into county jail on assault and resisting arrest charges. And two sheriff's deputies were involved in separate high-speed pursuits on Sunday after witnessing a vehicle traveling northbound on Stagecoach Road in Trinidad at a high rate of speed. One of the deputies pulled over the vehicle, but as he approached, the driver, 33-year-old Eureka resident Joseph Valenti, revved his engine and drove off. The two deputies pursued Valenti on several roads in the Trinidad area, at one point reaching speeds of 90 miles per hour. The vehicle pulled into the Hidden Creek campground and stopped. Valenti tried to flee on foot, but deputies were able to catch and arrest him. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Law enforcement agencies within Humboldt County are presented with the unique challenge of policing a small community, yet they must decide where to focus their patrols and send their personnel, and sometimes that decision is made by elected officials. Arcata Police Chief Tom Chapman knows that elected officials can provide requests to increase patrols in specific areas, and although he honors those requests, he responds to all requests with the same level of interest.
Do we give our elected officials, my bosses, special treatment? Absolutely. I give everybody special treatment. You know, if somebody has an issue and wants to call, they talk about it, I'll hear them out, and we'll try to respond to it the best that we can.
Chapman went on to cite Redwood Park as a perfect example of a location that required a larger police presence.
Redwood Park's a great example. Absolutely, we needed to respond to some of the situations that were happening up there, not just because the electeds were saying it, it was because the community was saying it.
With limited resources and an increasingly large prison population, thanks to realignment, law enforcement faces a tough challenge in providing adequate service to all the residents of the county. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.